This is Larry Jones. You are listening to the Grace and Glory Hour of the Dyer Baptist Church with our co-pastors, David M. Atkinson and Dr. Lee Atkinson. We are coming to you from Dyer, Indiana. Our prayer is that you will be strengthened by the word today. Now, here is our pastor.
Colossians 2:6. We started here weeks ago, and this is certainly an apt summary. Colossians chapter number 2 and verse 6. And let's read 6 through 9. If your health permits, let's all stand. I think our voices carry better. Colossians 2, 6. And we'll read to the end of 9 together, please. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Verse 9 is a tremendous Trinitarian verse. It's just a wonderful Trinitarian verse. First, it says there is a Godhead, suggestive of more than one person, and it talks about the Lord Jesus. We call him the second person of the Trinity, but we're warned lest we should be spoiled about the simplicity of the fullness of God dwelling in the person of the Lord Jesus through the notions, the myths, and the philosophies of men. Thank you. Please be seated. Our subject is seven men who rule the world from the grave. And it is my conviction, now even stronger than when we started the series months ago, that what happened in the West in the 1960s, what came to light, it was lurking under the surface, but what came to the surface and above the surface in the 1960s and is just absolutely rampant at the present time here in 2021 is what I would call a juxtaposition or a coming together of the notions of all seven of these men. And in the 60s, we were hammered. We're just going to see more revolution. We're just going to see things that we would call wild in the West and in our culture because of the seven threads of these seven false teachers coming together. We are studying Karl Marx. Different face, same atheistic, socialistic dogma. Chairman Mao and today Chairman Xi. Chairman Xi has sort of a gentle, benign look to him. Don't kid yourself. Most of them do. They are systematically exterminating the Uyghurs, the Muslims. We cannot, with the children present, we cannot describe what Xi's government is doing with this ethnic group of Muslims. It is horrendous. It's wicked. So don't let the gentle faces fool you. Read, study, look beneath the surface. There is Nicolas Maduro, the socialist leader of Venezuela. Some of us thought he was going to be toppled. What, a year, 2 years ago? He's propped up by another communist country. Well, Venezuela is socialist. Cuba is communist for sure. Maduro propped up by the Cuban communists and by Russia. Venezuela is in economic shambles. You want to see how well socialism works? Just study what is happening in Venezuela. Thousands are starving in Venezuela. Jane and I were invited to go for an evening meal at a restaurant with a businessman in the area, and he is sending thousands of dollars every month down to South American countries who've bought into socialism, and he is saying he has no idea where his friends in Bolivia would eat if he didn't send them money for food. He says they rummage through the garbage cans. He said they're running out of food. And he said, these are not what you would have called poor, poor people before. But you see, there becomes a discrepancy between the elites and everyone else is on the poverty level. That's what's happening in Bolivia and Venezuela. All disciples of Marx, I mean disciples, followers who become leaders, movers and shakers, all disciples of Marx, in implementing the brilliant wisdom, tongue-in-cheek, in implementing the brilliant wisdom of Marx, exterminate their own people without remorse. You don't have to have remorse if there's no God to judge you, or with a standard of absolutes. They exterminate millions of their own people without remorse because there's no God to watch, no God of justice to keep record, and so there's no one to hold you back from the wanton eradication of somewhat developed blobs of protoplasm. The Russians that the Bolsheviks murdered, they're not people or humans as you and I would think of people or humans. They're just somewhat developed blobs of protoplasm. There is no God to see, and besides, they're slightly advanced animals, slightly evolved animals. What's the big deal of wiping them out by the millions? Karl Marx's disciple Joseph Stalin killed 20 million plus of his own Russian people in the quest for his socio-economic utopia. Between 1958 and 1962, 4 years, Mao Zedong in China exterminated, are you ready for this, between 45 and 55 million of his own Chinese brothers and sisters. Between 45 and 55 million, 4 years. Between 1959 and 1993, 10% of Cuba's population tried to flee Fidel Castro's communist state on flimsy rafts, very, very small boats that were not weather ready. 10% of the country tried to flee because they saw others being thrown in jail, never to be seen again. Castro killed at least 15,000 to 17,000. I've checked that statistic. It's a lot lower than the others. But there's joy in the presence of God over one sinner that repents. Every person, always remember it. Jonathan, Dylan, always remember, every person, you three, everybody here is important to God. And for Castro to kill 15,000 to 17,000 of his people, of course he knew he was close to the United States and could be watched. That's just so wicked. On November 6th, 2017, the respected Wall Street Journal, yes, it's a conservative paper, but it's a respected conservative paper. The left-wingers find it difficult to argue with the Wall Street Journal. Just not quite yet, not quite 4 years ago, the Wall Street Journal reported that in 100 years of communism, 100 million people have died. In 100 years of communism, 100 million people have been killed. Starvation, trying to switch it to an agricultural communal thing, and just outright murdered in 100 years. Communism is atheism. There's no accountability. You can do abominable things because there's no one that has. Communism is materialism. Communism is revolution. I never noticed, isn't it interesting things we missed, but if you take the R off of revolution, what do you get?
Evolution. Yeah.
You get evolution. Communism is revolution because the communists say, well, evolution is not taking place fast enough. We're not reaching the communist ideal fast enough, so we'll help the process on. We'll speed it up with revolution. Evolution is too slow. We'll have revolution and speed the process up. Communism is economic determinism. We're only matter. We're only stuff, protoplasm, matter, skin, bones. So we can be contented. We can be satisfied, not by God, but rather just by having stuff to get by with. Number five, communism is the party. The party. Capital T, capital P. The party is the God Marx invented to fairly, justly. Now, they don't believe in justice, but we established the party to be sure that land is redistributed justly and fairly. The party became the new ruling class, one of the cruelest ruling classes that ever was. Now, I'm going to give you these. If you got them, then you'll have another copy. Joseph and Nathan, could you help me get these out? Good. This is a list of the things that Brother Hornish gave. I don't know if you had time to copy them down. So I'm just going to read them very quickly. So you don't have to take notes. You don't have to take notes. There's one in that back corner, Diane. All right, good. Good. Thank you, Nathan. Abolition of property and land. A heavy progressive or graduated income tax. The word progressive has the connotation of gradual and the people on the left today are called progressives. Yep. And a good example of progressivism is putting a frog in cool water and just progressively, gradually turning up the heat. That's what's going on right now with the administration in Washington, D.C. It's progressive. They are content to wait. They are so certain of their destiny, they're content to take their time and wait, but just keep it moving along a little at a time. Abolition of all right of inheritance with respect to legacies left by parents to their children.
Hey, Pastor, just so that's right on the agenda right now. I mean, the tax policies, you know, that are coming out, they're very progressive, you know, higher income taxes coming. And at this point, all of the, ability to, leave things to your kids is pretty much there now. There's really no tax on that for the majority of people. But that's coming right now, that they're going to do away with that. They're going to lower that significantly. And so this whole idea, never really understood that this was part of, the communist sort of philosophy.
Well, to tack onto that, places like New York and California are already taxing heavily every time. Like, they already have what they call a death tax. Mm-hmm. So before an inheritance can even go, it gets taxed on the deceased side and it gets taxed on the as income on the beneficiary side.
Thank you.
Even right now, our tax code 50% of the pot or 50% of the tax are paid by like 10% of the population.
Yes. Thank you, Brother Terry. He's an accountant of investment.
Let me just say one final thing. Yes. I'll let you go. I mean, this is going to be, most of the people today, most of their wealth is in their retirement plans. All of us who are part of the baby boomers, we're getting older, right? But a lot of our money has gone into IRAs and things.
Yeah.
That is coming. They're going to be taking that too. So just think about when you die. That's all taxable, and then it's going to be also taxed to leave it to your.
Yes.
So it's coming.
Thank you, Brother Terry and Brother Gray, for that excellent input. They have been talking about the heavy progressive graduated income tax and how all these things are already being set up. Now, may I please? And you say, well, you've been a leader of the church and you have an ulterior motive. Well, it is true. I would rather see the local church or Plum Creek Christian Academy get some of your legacy than Uncle Joe Biden or Kamala Harris get it. We need to pass the word that to pass away without a will, without designating it, is just falling right into the hopes of the totalitarian one world government movement. Even if you're in your 40s, late 30s, make a will. Think about the work of God after you're gone. Confiscation of the property of all emigrants and rebels, that would be me, the rebel. And that would be you. That's how we'll be redefined.
Yep.
Centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank. Janet Yellen et al. All right? And the big table over in Brussels.
Federal Reserve,
one world economy, there it is. With state capital and an exclusive monopoly. Centralization of the means of communication and the means of transport in the hands of the state. Brother Gray was telling me last week after the session how there are just so many hoops he has to jump through to drive a truck, to earn a living. Just so many licenses and forms that have to be filled out. That's how you control the populace. If he steps out of line, they can take away his license for transport. They can deprive him of a way to earn bread for his family, and they can put him under pressure because of governmental control and the paperwork and the licensing. This is not in the notes, but I have to say it again. We may thank God that our school has never been in the voucher system. There are no free gifts from government. Never free gifts from government. When you take things from government, they're going to come a calling in a few months or years. And I used to be on the board of the Indiana Association of Christian Schools. I stepped aside when I retired from the pastorate, and they suggested that Pastor Lee follow me, and I was honored, I was pleased. But we're not better than anybody. We're not smarter than anybody. But in my day, usually between 25 and 30% of our board meetings were discussions over the fact that our brothers who took the voucher system for government subsidization of Christian schools are feeling the pinch right now, and they're saying, we know the rug is going to be pulled out from beneath us. We just don't know how soon. You just can't sell your soul and become indebted to government. Government is not God. Extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, the bringing into cultivation of wastelands, and the improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a, the rub is common plan. Common plan. And it won't be your plan. All right? It'll be the government's plan. You won't be on your own to decide what to do with your farm. It will be the government's plan for the good of the larger group. Well, Fidel Castro and Nikita Khrushchev. Now, I'm going to give a qualifier here. I tried to research this yesterday, and you'll get a difference of opinion depending whether you read a liberal newspaper or a conservative newspaper or news source. There's disagreement over the context, the validity of these quotes. Some say, well, these things are a collection of things Khrushchev said at different times. Some say he said it here in the United States in 1956. Others say it never happened, never had it happened. He said something like this to a gathering of Western powers in Poland one time, but you conservatives have got it all mangled. Well, so take it with a grain of salt, but listen to what I'm going to say at the end. So, some say that Nikita Khrushchev said, we will take America without firing a shot and we will bury you. As I say, others say he said that in Poland to a gathering of Western nations. His second prediction, wherever, according to some, is, we do not have to invade the United States. We will destroy you from within. Does it sort of look like that's going on? So whether or not Khrushchev ever said it, it's what they're doing. So the other issues become sort of moot to me. I see evidence. I'm not very brilliant, but I can see evidence. I can analyze evidence, and I can see dots that have a strange connection to them. And then some say his third prediction was, we cannot expect the Americans to jump right from capitalism to communism, but we can assist their leaders in giving Americans small doses of socialism until they suddenly wake to find that they have communism. Now that's gradualism. That's what I would do. I'm so depraved. I'm sufficiently depraved, and I'm not even a communist. I would just give small doses, and like the frog that ends up boiled to death. So it's what they're doing. Whether or not Khrushchev actually said these things, we know he said part of it, but the issues are context and the totality of the thing. But it sure is the spirit. It's the spirit of communism, even if we cannot figure out the whole context. Equal liability of all to labor. Establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. Combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries. Free education for all children in public schools. This is what Martin Luther said. And I'm sure about this one. This is what Martin Luther said. There's only one word that I've seen two ways. Martin Luther said, I am much afraid, and how many centuries ago was this? Check him out. I am much afraid that the schools, put in brackets, universities. I've seen it both ways. I'm much afraid that the schools, bracket, universities, will prove the very gates of hell. That's why we have a private Christian school. Unless they diligently labor in explaining the Holy Scriptures and engraving them in the hearts of youth. Well, that pretty much ended in most of the public schools of America when they said you couldn't read the Bible and pray anymore. So Luther's fear really kicked in when they outlawed God and prayer from most of the schools. There must be diligent labor in explaining the Holy Scriptures and engraving them in the hearts of youth. I advise no one to place his child where the scriptures do not reign paramount.
Who is this?
Martin Luther. Yeah. Thank you for asking. What do you think? What do you think would happen to me if I had someone make me a big placard and just took a trip from public elementary school to public high school and stood in front with an enlarged copy of Martin Luther's statement? I would probably be arrested. I advise no one to place his child where the scriptures do not reign paramount. Every institution in which means are not unceasingly occupied with the word of God must be corrupt. The corruption is like leaven. It is an inevitable process unless you have the scriptures, God's salt, putting back the corruption. Every institution is going to become corrupt without the counterbalancing, the counterprotecting influence of the word of God. All right. We have been talking something about the Communist Manifesto written by Marx and Engels. Marx and Engels released another work after the Communist Manifesto, another work. This one pointed towards economics. It was called Das Kapital. Das Kapital, Volume 1 in 1867. Then Das Kapital, Volumes 2 and 3 quickly followed. So you got boom, boom, boom. You got the Manifesto and Das number 1, Das number 2. And it's like when a hero bursts upon the scene in politics or science or whatever. Boom, boom, boom. The 1-2-3 punch. The cumulative effect with the release of these three books was that the whole world was impressed by the sheer weight of Marx's economic theories. So when he died in London in 1883, he was essentially kicked out of Europe. When he died in London in 1883, he was hailed as the greatest thinker of his century. The greatest thinker of the century, whose thinking led to the murder of 100 million people in 100 years. All right, the errors of Marxism. Poor economics. The system simply doesn't work. Hasn't worked in Cuba, hasn't worked in Russia, hasn't worked in Venezuela. Poor psychology. Poor psychology. It does not understand the nature of man. Now, what's the nature of unregenerate man? Talk to me for just a few moments. What's the nature of unregenerate man?
Living after the flesh.
That's nature.
That really impresses the lust of my eyes. What's the nature of unregenerate man? Is he a giver or a taker?
Taker.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. It's contrary. And are the majority of the people in the world regenerated, born again? No, they're depraved. They're depraved. Man, by birth, by nature, by depravity, is a materialist. He's acquisitive. That means he wants stuff. He doesn't want stuff. He wants other people's stuff. Man, by unregenerate nature, is covetous and selfish. And so it's the communist elites who get the capitalist perks. The communist elites get the capitalist perks. There's another error of Marxism, bad futurism. The forecasts of good results have miserably failed. But the problem is, so many Westerners don't study. They never read a book, a newspaper of any kind. I know you can be addicted to the news, but they never watch the news. They're just ignorant. So they don't know what happened in Cuba or what's going on in Venezuela. So many in the West spend so much time on entertainment entertainment and recreation while the rest of the world burns. And the fire is getting close to North America, closer to North America all the time. And if people had their ear to the ground, they would know the bad results of nations that have tried communism. Pitiful theology is another of the errors of Marxism. Pitiful theology. Without God, there is no first cause and no basis for moral judgment. And without God, you have chaos. You have spiritual chaos, moral chaos, economic chaos, and political chaos without God. And by the way, without God, you have no reason for sharing. Right? Why shouldn't I have Brother Paul's water? Why shouldn't I have Acacia's attractive purse? Without God, there is no reason to share or love anybody. Impact of Marxism, socialism, welfare mindset, what Pastor McNeil calls often the entitlement mentality. The entitlement mentality. I like that. I want that. I'd rather watch TV than work, but I want one just like you have. You worked for it, but I want one just like it without working for it. An entitlement mentality. A transfer of wealth through taxation. There it is, Brother Terry and Brother Gray. Transfer of wealth through taxation. Disastrous economic policy. We've got this national debt that is just going to eat us up. Suppression of dissent. Subversion of education. Remember what Luther said. He said the schools, universities will become the gates of hell unless they are tempered and unless the corruption innate in human nature is withheld by the word. The schools will become the channel of devastation. Anne Rosenhaff of the Socialist Party. This is an old statistic, but I wonder what it is now. In 1992, Anne Rosenhaff, the secretary of the American Socialist Party, said that there were 10,000 Marxists on American university campuses. Do the math for me. Almost 30 years ago? How many Marxists do you think there are now teaching in the state colleges and state universities? Read Shelby Steele. Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E. Shelby Steele. He's a brilliant African-American. He talks about the entitlement mentality. He talks about the enslavement of people having everything handed to them. If you give me a new VW every morning, after a week I will be expecting an 8 VW. You give me a ham and eggs and toast and cinnamon butter every morning, after about 9 days, I'm going to think, that's what life is. I've got it coming to me. What do you mean I have to work for it? It's called the entitlement mentality. Please understand. The masses are being manipulated by socialists who care very little for the masses. But the masses are going to be used to forward the agenda of socialist elites. And they don't give out social benefits because they care for the poor people or the immigrants. They give out the stuff so that the immigrants will vote for them and just perpetuate the change. That's what's going on. I heard another speaker say that probably less than 8% of profs in secular universities and colleges are conservative. Less than 8%. He said at one time it was 30%, but now it's about 8% against 92%. So we wonder why we have these riots and people burning things and stealing things. Business laws. Unions have for decades been greatly influenced by Marxist philosophy. I do not hate teachers, but the teachers' unions care more about themselves than they do the children. It ought to be so obvious after this COVID-19 thing. Chicago is a horrendous example that it's not about the children. It's about the teachers' bank accounts. The last one here. Not the last one. Political shifts. For the last number of years, the Democrat... honey, remind me to take this off. We got these, and we're very grateful. I got them in some Christian bookstore. And as I told you at the beginning, there's nothing on the disc to say who produced it. So I can't give credit for it. But it should be called the Democrat Party. That's the Democrat Party. Don't besmirch Democratic, okay? Democratic can be a good word. They are the Democrat Party. Has been heavily influenced by Marxist socialist thinking. Need I say more? It's all there. It's just all there. With the abortion on demand, with the dole, and the entitlements, big government, bloated bureaucracies. Anthony experiences that when he tries to get the paperwork done for his truck. Bloated bureaucracies, because you got to pay them. So they'll set up another office just to pay for another bureaucrat's salary. Social program, increased control. Have we been more controlled during COVID than before? We sure have. You say, well, Pastor, aren't you thankful that they want to keep you from disease? No, they're experimenting on me. I would prefer they just say, this is what we suggest you might want to consider. But the regimentation lockstep has clearly been a preparation for one world government in which we are totally, every aspect of the lives of people will be dominated and controlled. All right, now we're at the last one. Global instability. Liberation theology is Marxist philosophy lifted to religious status, or I'd like to put it this way. Liberation theology is Marxist philosophy and or socialism in religious attire. The current Pope, Pope Francis, comes from South America. And, all right, I'll put it this way. Pope Francis, who's one of the most liberal popes there's ever been, recently he seemed to back up a little bit on one issue of gender and all that because of the pushback of some conservatives. But he's out of South America, where liberation theology dominates the Catholicism. And that is, you know, this poor man, government's against him. Well, now, don't mention the fact he won't work. Don't mention the fact he won't work. If we love him, if God is love, we need to take care of him. And we need to take care of him by taxing the others and these big bad leaders. Pope Francis a lot of what he decrees and does can be explained if you study liberation theology. All right? The greatest purveyor of liberation theology around the world is the Roman Catholic Church. So said Dave Breeze. Final quote here. Marxism has produced the greatest degree of social, physical, and moral ruin the world has ever known. Marxism has produced the greatest degree of social, physical, and moral ruin the world has ever known. Adolf Hitler was terrible. Mussolini in Italy was awful. But they are much smaller in their impact at the time and their present impact than communism.
Isn't that just like the Lord? So very much like Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is graceglory7@juno.com. graceglory7@juno.com. Pastor David M. Atkinson also has a ministry on Facebook and invites you to connect with him there. Now, until the next time, remember to walk softly with the Lord.